Beis. Let us just finish off. We have three taisvus in the previous sugya. Nivlai benisni bedida. The Gemara had asked if this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why does the Mishnah say that if one oizen was taken off, it is still tumas medras? If nitlosh nie, then it is not tumas medras. So why do we speak about both being taken off? Nifloig v'nisne bedido, v'abed v'orem amurem, if the pnimius was taken off, if the chitzayna was taken off, so it is not tumas medras. Koshelari, adeporich nifloig v'nisne bedido, which is a kasha that we're championing. Why did the Mishnah write the halacha this way? He could have written it in a different way. Tikshilei gufa demasnisen. The etzem halacha of the Mishnah is difficult to understand. It says that when both oznayim are off, so it says that both oznayim are off, it is toyer mitumis medres, but it is tomei maga medres. Is tikshalei gufa de masnisen. Amai tomei maga medres. Why is it tomei maga medres? Aloi kivin shen nifsiko hachitzaino. Since you told me that the first, how did you tell me pshat in the Mishnah? Sandal shen nifsiko achas mei ozno vitikno. So we're saying achas mei ozno means the pnimis. So it's tomei medres. Then, nifsika shniye means that now the chitzayna was taken off. So the minute the chitzayna was taken off, kivin she nifsika chitzayna, bottle lo mitayres kli. So it is bottle doesn't have a tayres kli at all. This is taisis l'shitasai. That the whole reason it is mekabel tumis medres, because it has a shame manu. And if you'll say it is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, that it only has a teiris manol if the pnimius was taken off, but if the chitzainis was taken off, it doesn't have a teiris manol, so why is it tomei magem edris? By Marie, da have a bechlal kushis hashat, the niflik v'nista bidido, o memele yodinen, the tomei magem edris ain't a emes. That means if you would say this, so then we would be able to prove that this halacha is also not a halacha amitis. That the Tomei Magemedras, that's all Nichlal in the Gemara's Kash. We had heard later by a Kli 8 that it says that if there was a Nekev the Kezayis and he was Soisimit and then there was another Nekev, Ashe Shlimei Lomaitzirima in Mal. So the Gemara declared a Shaila, what is the din if there were Stimais all along the way till it became a Maitzirima in if Lemaise, it will become toher, or the stimais, the previous stimais will help. Al kaponim, we see from the Lashon HaGemara that the shir tare by a kliyate is a moitzi rimoin. If one rimoin will fall out, so that shir is sufficient to be metayer a kliyate shabalabat. Frektois vishvahodis nan b'meseches kalim. Rimoinim sha'omru shloisha achuzim ze boze. The rimoinim sha'omru, in order to be metayer a kliyate, is three rimoinim which are achuzim ze boze. It seems they're growing on one stem, three rimoinim. So it seems that in order to be metayer a kliyate, it's berimoinim, not berimoin. That the hole is large enough that three remainim, achuzim zebozeh, would fall out. And that's what it seems from the Mishnah. And from the Lashna Gemara it seems, sheishlimai lemoitzi rimoin, vaisteis amoitzi rimoin, is sufficient to be metaya. So Taisva says, loisha hashir bishloisha rimoinim. No, the Mishnah does not mean that the hole has to be large enough that three remainim would fall out, which is a much larger hole. Ela meforesh, masha omar lemailo. Lemailo is a little difficult, it is the next Mishnah. That what it says in the next Mishnah, Harimain Laigodil Velaikotan Ella Bainini. That what we're Mishaya Berimainim, we're not speaking about a large remain, we're not speaking about a small remain, we're speaking about a Bainini. So that the next Mishnah tells us that the sheer tare of a kliyetz is with a remain Bainini. Now Bainini is relative. What is considered a remain Bainini? So that is what this first Mishnah is telling us. Remainim shamru shloish achuzim zebozeb. The comma, dahainu beinini. When is it considered a beinini? Kishloisha achuzim zebozeb ugdelem yachad. If you have three growing out together from the same stem, so then there's a certain size that the remain has. So then this falls into the category of beinini. Aval harimayim agdeilim echad echad oishnayim hem gdeilim. Vaoisen shegdeilim arbo yachad hem ktanim. So the sheer beinini is derived from those that grow three together. The Taisus Chadoshim is meisif that the three together, there's a larger one and a smaller one and a beinini. This beinini, this is the sheer beinini that they were mishayir akliyeh. So Rabbi Yochanan told Cheskiah was mesupik. If there were small nekovim in a kliyet, and they were patched up till it became a shirimoin, if the din is, if the keli is mekabel tumah, is not mekabel tumah. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, Rabbi shonisa lonu sandal. You taught us the halacha of sandal, that sandal shenifseka achas meyozna v'tikna, and then nifseka shniya v'tikna toyim in amedres. So we see, you say, ponim chadoshis bo lekam. So memele, so here also the same thing, you say ponim chadoshis. Tomua loharav olchono. Why did Rabbi Yochanan bring a raya from the Mishnah of sandal? Amayloi maisi ahisiyato demite demisnayo mikamehach. The same halacha we can derive from a previous Mishnah. In the Mishnah in Kalim, says as follows. Mito shahoiso temeyo medres. A mite that was temeyo medres. Nishbera arucha. Now, the mitos, which were Bizman Chazal, were a rectangular shape. There were two long pieces of eight. That was called the Arucha Isamite, which went at the length of the mite. Then there were two short ones for the head in the head of the mite, and another one for the feet of the mite. And then they used to go and put strings in between the boards, which was in the place of a mattress, and then they used to put a blanket over it. That was, the strings were in the place of a spring. And then they went and they used to put a blanket over it. So it says as follows, Mite shahoiso tmeyo medras. It was tome medras. Nishbero arucha. Now one of the long sides, the long board, which was on one of the sides, broke. V'tikna, t'meyo medras. So now pshat in the Mishnah is, even without a tikkun, it is still tomei medras, because it is possible to set up this mita if you'll brace it against the wall, so you can live without one aruche. If you'll have the ktsores and one aruche, it still has a shame mita. Nishberoshnia. What happens if the second aruche broke? V'tikna tahira min amedras. So it's toy min amedras. So you see, avotome maga medras. Lehispik lasakana sarishayna baita. Al koponim, we see from this Mishnah, the yisoid of ponim chadoshis bolaka. Because here we have the same yisod. That when the first aruche broke, so he put in a new aruche. So again, so when the second aruche broke, you have still, the mite is still usable because of the new aruche that you had put into the mite. So why is it toyer min amedres? So al kolchoch, you say the yisod, Oponim chadosh is bo lekan. You cannot be mitstarif the new aruche to make that the mita should remain tomei tumas medres, since this is aponim chadoshes. This was not around bishas the mita was mekabel tumas medres. So you see the yesod of ponim chadoshes bo lekan, and this is a mishneh in perik yudches from mesachtes kalim, the mishneh of sandalus perik chavov. So Tosfos asks Akasha, so why did Rabbi Yochanan bring a raya from Perik Chavov when he has the same Yesod from Perik Yutches? That is Rabbi Chonon's Kasha, and Rabbi Chonon blibes by a payment. The Megini Shloime wants to say as follows, that the Emerson, the din of Mita is Poshit, and Chesky Yeshayle, and what Rabbi Yochanan was poshit is not so poshit. And he says as follows. If you have a mita, and you have both aruchos of the mita are broken, both aruchos of the mita are not around anymore. You have the two ktsores left. So there you don't have to be a big London to say, ponim chadoshes bolakad, this is a new mita. Fashtetzer, this is a new mita. Roiv of the mita is broken. The iker chalokim of the mita is broken. That means, a person will have a car, and he changes all the parts, but he has the old tires left. So say, no, it's aponim chadoshes. I mean, it's poshes aponim chadoshes. This is a different car, because you have the old wheels. It's a different car. So Memele over here, if both aruches broke, it's you have still the ktsores. But this is zicher a new mita. This is not the mita that was mekabel tume. Masha enkein by the shayla of Cheskiye, and that what Rabbi Yochanan was poishit. Let's say what Rabbi Yochanan was poishit, we have a shayla of two oznayim. The oizen of the manel is not the manel. It is mishamish to the manel. The ikar manel was never changed. The oznayim which you need for the shimush of the manel, this was changed. So to say that this is aponim chadoshes because the dvorim atstodiyim which were around b'shas kabbalas tumah are not here now, that already is alumdus. So that is alumdus aponim chadoshes bo lekan. And that is the same inyan of Chesky Yeshayla. Chesky Yeshayla, you have the same keli, but lemaise, a hole came in the keli, so the hole is mevatel the shem keli. So memela, the shayla is if the steam it makes that this is a new keli, or this is still the old keli. So when the ikka keli is still in existence, no, you have a double dodi which could be mafkiya the tume. So there is a shayla, do you say, is this the same keli? Because lemaisa, the dovot tzdodi became niskan, the roiv and the yesod of the keli is still in existence. Or do you say, since we need this dovot tzdodi, and now this dovot tzdodi that was here, b'shas kabbalas tumah, is not here now, this is also called aponim chadoshes. So that was the shayla of Chesky, and that was the how Rabbi Yochanan was poshet. But mita shahoisa tmeya medres and ishba both aruches got broken, that is poshit, that this is zicher aponim chadoshes, this is not the mita that was mekabel tumah. So therefore we can be poshit, cheski yeshayla from this Mishnah. Zokte gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah, v'noidois yayin v'shemen. Let us see how Rashi says pshat in the Mishnah what this is speaking about. V'noidos yayin shel oyer shekoifefin piyem v'koisha. So you're koifer the pee of the yayin and you koisher it. No, so fashteitzer, this is you make the kasha when you want to drink again. You open up the kasha. So this is a kesher that's osi lahato b'yoymoi. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us that this is mutter? V'noides yayin v'shemen. Frag the Gemara pshita. And for the Gemara leitzriche the islay tardi uni. It has two openings over here. What does Rashi say? Tarti uni oznayim shekoiflum lasoichai uba'aches mem yochel lohitzi yayayim. That means he can pour out the yayin from one of the oznayim, and the other oizen can remain mekusha. The islay tarti oini. And so the Mishnah is telling us that he's permitted to tie both oznayim. And there's already a chiddush. Mao de teime chodo minayu. Bituli mevatalos. I would think that one is not permitted to tie both as nayim. Because chodo minayu bituli mevatalos. The kesher shall be. Oh, no, that's next, on the next gemara. So I would think that he's mevatal one of, the ksharim to remain there. And therefore, so it should be also, because one kasher is a kasher shel kayoma, maybe not kayome mamish, but al koponim, it will remain there for a week or for a month. It's not osui lahater biyoma, because you don't pour out from both sides. It's kamash melon, that it is mutter. Now, what is taka the lomdus of the kamash melon? So the Ritva says over here, two pshotim. One pshat, the Ritva says, kamash melon, the kol echot choshiv shuhu oimed lahater. Each one is a potential oimed to become opened up. We have mentioned, and daf kuf yud beis amed aleph, that in order to have a shem keshel, shel kayome, or a kesher shel kayome, that's also mid rabbanan. That means a kesher shel kayome that's going to last for 4 weeks or for a week. It has to be made with an intent to last a week. But if it is possible that each one of them could be opened up, that's the lashon of the Ritva. Kol echad choshuv shehu oimed lahater. Each one is potentially oimed to be nitter today. So even though I know bepoyel, both of them won't be nitter, lemais is not going to open up both ksharim vosfelt amois. But since bishas, when he's making the kesher, so each one is potentially oimed to become nitter, so none of them are a kesher shel kayom. That is the first mahalach in the Ritva. Va'oid, the Ritva says, ki lefa'omim matirim shneim. Sometimes you open up both. So Vaistachois, the Ritva was misupik in this lomdus. That means the Ritva held in Bemison, the Rishash, and Bakuf Yid Beis, and Madalov is Moiridis. One is zicherosa. We're playing with Russian roulette over here. One is zicherosa. How should it be permitted to make two ksharim when I know that one will remain? So that's the chayyab shat and the va'oid. The yoid is kafamim matirim shneim. You're not so sure that both will remain. He might open up both of them. And the first mahalach in the Ritva is that even though I know klo, he won't open up both of them. Aber lemaise, since each one there's a potential that will be opened up today, so none of them have a shame kesher shel kayom. Kedeira shel boso. The Mishnah says kedeira shel boso. So let us see Rashi in the Mishnah what the case is of a kedeira shel boso. Pa'omim Rashi says shekoshrin beged lepia. You have a pot. They didn't have pot covers in those days, so al kaponim, they used to be mekasher a beged and the piak deira to ensure that the food doesn't fall out. So the Gemara asks, weiter pshite, versteht sich, you're going to use the Shabbos, so versteht sich, it's not a kesher shel kayom. And for the Gemara lo tzriche de isla shalocha. It has a spout. It has a spout that you can take, that means even though, like our tea kettles, the tea kettle has a cover and has a spout to pour out the water from. So here, this kedeira also has the cover and has a spout. Pshita leitzir de islay shaloch. It has a spout. Ma'u de teime betuli mevatalo de fakel. That when he covers the pot, so he has intentions that the pot is going to remain covered. So this is a kesher shel kayomet. Kamash melon. That no, also the same thing. it is not mukach that he will take the food out from the spout. He might open up the cover and take it out from underneath the cover. So memela, it's vital. It's not called that it's osid to this kesher is osid to remain in this matzav. Mal de tema mevatalei le kesher shalpia umoitzi mashe besoichei derech shaloche. Kamash malon nitaza. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oima. Let us see what Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oima koishrin lifnei habehemeh bishvil shaloi teitze. So what does Rashi say? Koishrin lifnei habehemeh chevel v'reichev ha-pesach. That you have a behemoth inside the house. Now you want to remain assured that the behemoth will not go out. So you tie a rope on the Pesach Abayi is that the behemoth cannot go out. This blocks the hiluch of the behemoth. And so weiter, Mestom and Naira wanted to go out later. He wanted to go out. It's also Osui Lahater B'yoim. In fact, the Gemara Pshite. And for the Gemara Leitzriche, the Isla Tarti Isri. It has two pshotim. So Rashi has two pshotim in the Tarti Isri. Rashi says, Trei Isuri. Shnei chavol, koisher bereichev haPesach. We're speaking about that there are two ropes that are blocking the entrance and the exit of the door. Zeh lemaylo mizeh. Lishnachine, a second shot, not there are two ropes. Trei isuri shekoishem hayoim. You are making now two ksharim. B'shnei tzidei haPesach. B'lehoyset luya bo meyesma. Not is koisher, the second side. The whole kesher is making now in Shabbos, so he's tying both sides. So, according to the stup shotim, he made two pshot. Mahu detaim chodim minayu betulim mevatol. So, if he wants to let out the behem, he doesn't have to open up both ropes, or he doesn't have to open up both knots according to the second shot. He'll leave over one knot, just open up the other knot, and the behem will go out. Or he'll untie the bottom rope, and the top rope will remain intact, and the behemoth will go underneath the top rope. Let us see Rashi. Chodim minayim echod min haroshim. That is according to the second shot. Lishnachin echad minayim avatalek sheyetze behem leyater al tachnim yitzien abedoichi. He won't untie both ksharim, both ropes, in order to let out the behemoth. So bekitzel, by making two knots or two ropes, there's a tzad that one of them will remain. Is kamash malon, that no. Whatever the lomdus is, that, as we mentioned before, the lomdus of the ritve, that either he will take off both, or since I don't know which one, according to Rashi second shadchar, I do know which one. He'll zicha take off the bottom one, not the top one. So we have to, according to Rashi's second shot, we'll have to say he might take off both. Or according to the first shot, I don't know which one he's going to open up. It's kamash malon, so therefore it's not a call the kesher shel kayom. Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, haloche k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And we pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and you're allowed to be kosher achevel, you're allowed to be kosher lifnei abeheime bishvil shaloi teitze. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said. Omalei abaya haloche, we paskin mechlal de pligi, there's a machloikis. The haloche of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is muskim. Omalei my mafke loch mino. So what's gaiter on if I say haloche ki Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? I mean, if no one is chaylik with him, it's ich haloche ki Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So what's us the tainus on what I said? Omalei gemore gemore zemirtatei. That's how you say over gemore. That's how you say over haloche. It's a psa psa zemer aza. The word haloche is misleading. Haloche vaistois is a machloikis. And you are paskening according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You don't say such things. Let us see Rashi. Mechlal de pligi bit miye. Va maif legu hodomu lahanach de lael. There is no reason that they should be chaylik. I have a shtikal ha'ore on this Rashi. The Ritve on the sugya asks, we have a multitude of cases over here that he made We have five cases in the Mishnah. Kesheres ish b'vteichaluke chutei sivcha. Okay, the noidis yayin v'shemen. There are two ksharim. Kedeira shel bosa. There's a kesher and something else. Kaisel nebehema. All these cases, there is a tzad that he might be mevatel one of the ksharim. So the Ritva asks a kasha. So lachayre, this is repetitious. Why does the Mishnah have to say all these cases? That's the Ritva's kasha. So the Ritva answers that vi nisht vi mitloshna Ritva. Umitnei sheheim in yonim chalukim. The different cases. Ve'efsher de lo yalef chad mechavre. He can't be medama one to the other. That means even if I say that by noidois he can make two ksharim, it's not muchach by kedere. It says kedere, it's not muchach by a chevel ala pesach. There's a difference. Na bisschen klar. Mit nei sheheim in yonim chalukim. Ve efshe de lo yolef chad mechabre. Ktoni lu lekulo. So that's why it says all these cases. He says, the Mishnah is not repetitious. Al kolchoch, there's a svore to be mechalik between one and the other. And Avol Pikin, so the Mishnah says, here, and here, all these cases, it is mutter. But vaistois, there is a mokim lechalik between the cases. And it's mukach like that. Because if it's mamish the same case, so why is the Mishnah repeating itself? This case. And if Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said a halacha, he's saying now a new halacha, that you make a chevel. So on kolchoch, he's saying a pesach chiddush, whatever the chiddush might be. So Rashi says, if it's doimus, why didn't you Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov in Gansen? So on kolchoch, there is a chilek. Ziv Rashi would say, we don't find someone as chilek, no. But Rashi is machriach, there's no machloikis, because hodomu lahanach de leel, lachayre de Ritva says, they're not doime, there are chilukim between all these cases, shayim and yonim chilukim, v'afshid layalav chav mechavri, some amela could be, in the tzir of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the chachomim achaylik. Beisach nisht. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Koishrim deli bepiskaya, avoloi bechevel. Let's see what Rashi says. Koishrim dli bepiskaya al pi haboyer. We have a dli that is al pi haboyer. So we have to understand that dli al pi haboyer, in order to be able to get water from the boyer, you need a type of a string to attach to the dli in order to be meireded into the boyer to schlep out the water. So avapikain, a person is permitted to take a belt and tie that to the boil, and to the dli. Why? The piskaya loy mevatalei hosom. That means now he needs water, so he's making a knot. But it's zichy, he needs the belt also. So even though the dli needs some sort of a keli, a hevel that has to be attached to it, but that is zicher that it won't, his belt, his gantel will not become the hevel of the dli, because he needs it. The piskai eloi mevatalei hosom, so he's zicher going, it's zicher osui lahater biyoimoi, it was now done because of necessity to be made the dli into the boil. So Mamela, you're allowed to do it. So this is similar to all the other cases, which one makes a kesha that is osui lahatel biyoime. Avoloi bechevel. But a chevel, to tie a rope to a dli. So Rashi says, the mevatalei hosom. If he ties a chevel there, there's no reason to think that he's going to take it off. Vave kesher shel kayome, shrei kosher v'toli shom tomid. He took a chevel, and he ties it to the dli, so it's zicher going to remain there. So memele, l'chayre, the way Rashi says, this is mamish anisal d'araisa, the mevatalei hosom, v'toli shom tomid. So a piskaya is muta, because the dovo that he's tying, so it's muchach that he's going to untie it, But a chevel is also nasa min ha-teire. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda is matir. Bigmore meforish. How can Rabbi Yehuda be matir? It's an issa de reisa with a chevel. Klal omar Rabbi Yehuda, kol kesher she'ene shel kayome ein chayoven olof. Now, a new yisoy, Rabbi Yehuda says, a kesher she'ene shel kayome ein chayoven olof. Let us learn a little the Gemara, and then we'll come to Tosfos and see what Rabbi Yehuda is moisef with this klal. Zok the Gemara, chevel demai. That what Rabbi Yehuda was matir with a chevel. Ilei mechevel da'alme. Rabbi Yehuda matir? Keshe shel kayomo. This is a keshe shel kayomo. This will remain. He ties the chevel to the dli. This is going to remain there. Elo chevel de gardi. This is a chevel that the weavers use. They really need this chevel for their weaving in yonim. But now he took this chevel and he's tying it to the dli because that needs water. So a chevel de gardi is equivalent to a piskaya. That means his zicher won't be mevatel it there. Let's see Rashi, bechevel de gardi, pligi, titzorich lo. He needs this chevel. But loy mevatel lo. He won't be mevatel it to this deli. Le memre, so the rabbonen sovri, gazrinen chevel de gardi, otter chevel down. So if Rabbi Yehuda is matir, a chevel de gardi, and the rabbonon asel, so akoch, why did they ask? Because you guys are chevel de gardi or the chevel de alme. Rabbi Yehuda saw a loikazrin. That is the machloikas. Frek de gebore, veraminu. We learned a different machloikas between the chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Chevel dlishe nivsak, loyei koishroi elo oinvoi. If you had a chevel on the dli, and the chevel tore, so don't tie together the two torn edges. Hello, envoy, you make an aniva, you make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda Imel, don't you dare make a bow. Koirech olav, you take the two ends of the torn chalik of the chevel, and koirech olav, and you wind around these two ends, punde, oipiskaye, a band or a belt, a gartel, you wind it around the two ends, and that holds securely the two ends. But you should not make an anive. So the Gemara learned now that an anive is zichanat a kesha. So the whole reason why Rabbi Yehuda could answer an anive is because he was geizer. If you'll make an anive, you might come to make a kesha. The Chachomim will hold that you're permitted to make an anive. They hold you're not geizer. So Memela frek the Gemara, Koshe the Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, Koshe the Rabbonon ad Rabbonon. And here when it comes to Chevel Gardi, it's Pumfakel. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that is not Goizer, and the Chachamim are Goizer. So the Gemara says, the Rabbonon ad Rabbonon loy Kashe, Chevel be Chevel Michlef, Anive bikshir loy Michalfe. This, a Chevel looks the same. This a Chevel, the Gardi, a Stam Chevel. Zichah, he himself knows that he won't be mevatelet because he needs this for his weaving asokim. But al koponim, it's a chevel bechevel michlev. Someone else will see that they saw that Yankel went and took a chevel and then tied it there and it's good and then it's mutter. So he'll also take a chevel. To be mavchen, this is a chevel. The gardi does, people won't be Mavchin, so therefore, since Chevel bechevel michlef, so memela, therefore, the Chachamim asked to make a kesher with a Chevel. Aniva bikshira loy mechalfe. But this, he's doing something else. He's not making a kesher at all. He's making a bow. So this people are not machlef. So memela, therefore, the Chachamim were matar aniva, because there's no mokim ligzer, and they asked Chevel de gardi. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda loy kashe. He holds that a filu chevel they want geyser. Even chevel they want geyser. Chevel the galni yisod is a mutter, so they want geyser. If they want geyser by chevel by aniva, they zichin shouldn't be geyser. Hasam loy mishum de mechalfa aniva bekshira. He holds not that Aniva is also because people might not be mavchen between Aniva and Kshira. Al Aniva Gufa Kshiri. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Aniva is also min HaTorah, and a bow has a Torah's kasher. So Memele, that's why he asks Aniva. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Chevel Dli Shen Nifsak Be'emtza Isa. It tore. Lo yeikoi shel de keshe shel kayome hu li oilom. Kairech olov mechaber shnei roshe hapisuk ze al ze. You take the two ends and you hold them one on top of the other. Ve kairech aleyem punde and you wind around it a punde eze cholul oi psikaya. ובלבד שלא ינבנו לחמל. רבי יהודה סובה גזרין אל הסעד מן אבד גמורה. אני ואותו קשיר, אבל רבון לא יגוזו. So the Gemara says, Chevel, בחבל מיכלף, אין הניקר בין זה לא זה. וישרין הם בגרדי, עושה למישר בדעלמה. And רבי יהודה הולד, אני פגופה קשיר אהבה. Now, let us see Tosfos. Tosfos goes on the Mishnah. Klal Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Now, in the Mishnah we hear two halachas of Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha number one, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yehuda is mater chevel de galdi. In Klal Omar Rabbi Yehuda, kol kesher sheni shol kayom ein chayovim olof. Teima. Fak Tosfos, heichi koi. What is this klal going on? What is this klal being meforish? I amil se kamaise, if the klal is explaining why Hevel the Gardi is mutter. Hosa mate legamri. So Hevel the Gardi is mate legamri because that's osui lahato biyoima. Vahochi ktoni akeshe shein ishal kayom en chayov no lov mashma hoisu reike. Kididai kashas lel. So what is the flow of the Mishnah? This klal of Rabbi Yehuda is a stira to the previous halacha. Before he said it's mutal legamri, and now he says a kesher sheni shel kayomo is not chay, but it's awesome. V'yesh loyma emphatoys v'es dahochi kama. Kol kesher she'eino shel kayomo ein chayov in olo. Kol kesher, he's moisiv a word kol. Kol kesher she'eino shel kayomo ein chayov in olo. Ho shel kayome, chayoven olov. Va'afilu anive, lafuki midarabon and omar anive, lav einu kshire. So Tosfos in the first teretz is that Rabbi Yehuda is going on the reisha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, koishrim dli, v'piskaya avoloi bechevel. The Chachomim said, one is not permitted to be koisher achevel. But one can be medayik from the Divrei Chachamim obo to make an aniva with a chevel, that is mutter. And that is take the Chachamim later. The Chachamim say later, chevel du isha nivsek lo ye koishrei ala oinvoy. So you see that oinvoy is not koishrei. Oinvoy is a different pula. So they were medayik loich bechevel. One is not permitted to be koisher a chevel, but one is permitted to be oinev a chevel. Rabbi Yehuda was moisiv kol. What is the kol? Kol asuyemai. So the kol kesher, that everything that's mekasher. So he wants to come to be moisiv, I feel one on either. If it's eini shel kayom in chayov, but if it's shel kayom, it's chayovim. So with that he wants to tell us that an anive is also min ha-Torah. There's a bissel modnech, I mean, if that's the ikem mechuvin of Rabbi Yehudis, why did he have to speak as a Turkish? Why does he have to speak? I mean, let him say klo, kol kesher, kol, the ikir is the kol. So let him say klo, kol kesher, shel kayom echayom and all of it. There he would state his opinion clearly. Inami. Amai diktoni bereishe ein chayovin aleihen koi Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this second teretz is either very, very unclear. Hakaponim to me. L'chayre, Tosfos is saying Rabbi Yehuda is not going on our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is going on the reishe. Now, l'chayre, the pashtus of Tosfos is what is he going on the Reisha? L'chayre, he is going on the second Mishnah. The second Mishnah starts as follows. Yesh l'cha ksharim she'ein chayovin aleihim. There are ksharim that you're not chayiv. That's a kesher she'ein eshal kayome, ke kesher agmalim, ke kesher asafonim. These are ksharim which are also to remain a week and then you matter it. So that's Pshat the Mishnah. Yesh l'cha ksharim she'ein chayovim aleihim ke kesher agmalim, ke kesher asafonim. So the Mishnah is telling us that a keshel that is not shel kayome is ein chayovim aleihem, it's poter avolosim. That is what the Mishnah is telling us. But the Mishnah is telling us proti is the ketzirim, ki kesher agmalim or ki kesher asafonim. And l'chayre Taisus means to say, and Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, kol kesher she'ein shel kayome ein chayovim olam. Every kesher she'ein shel kayome. So if I would know there's a certain case, but the Tanakama holds is chayovin or is mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik. So then I would understand what Taisus is saying. But the Tane Grad didn't say the word kol, but the Tane made the guidelines. Yesh l'chakshom shein chayovin ki kesher agmal ki kesher asfanim. This is a kesher shein shel kayoma. That's what it is. So Mamela, I don't understand what Rabbi Yehuda is meisit. The Ramban wants to say pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, which is very interesting. But then I don't think Taisus means it. The Ramban says that Rabbi Yehuda is going on the first Mishnah, and Rabbi Meir is going. Rabbi Yehuda is the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Oimer, kol kesher shu yochel atiroi ba'achas miyodov, ein chayoven olov. Rabbi Meir said that you could have a kesher if it's yochel atiri ba'achas miyodov ein chayovin olov. So Rabbi Yudis chelt, that is not true. You know when it's ein chayovin olov, if it's not a kesher shel kayom. According to Rabbi Meir, I feel like kesher shel kayom is ein chayovin olov if it's yochel atiri ba'achas miyodov. That means if you have a knot that got loose, and it's possible, even though it was made shel kayom, even though it's made to last forever, but if it is loose and is made in such an oifen that yochel atiri ba'achas miyodav ein chayovim olov. So Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on Rabbi Meir. He says, no, you know when it's ein chayovim? Bavke v'tzayin ishal kayoma. There are no other tziyurim of ein chayovim olov. So the Ramban is meiridik. But I don't think Taisus means like the Ramban, because Taisus brings down the lashon of the second Mishnah. Tetoni bereisha ein chayovim aleihem. Now the second Mishnah speaks aleihem. Yesh l'chakshom she'ein chayovim aleihem. Rabbi Meir said, kol kesher shel ba'achas ein chayovin olov. So it would seem that Taisus did not learn that Rabbi Yehuda is going on Rabbi Meir. So he's going on the next Mishnah. So I don't understand what he's being meisiv on the next Mishnah. Zok to Gemara weiter. Omar Ravabe, Omar Ravchie Barashi, Omar Rav. Mevi Odom Hevel Mitoich Beisoy. A person is permitted to take a Hevel Mitoich Beisoy. Vekoishroi Bepore Ube Evois. And he takes this Hevel and he ties it to the Pore and the Evois. That means that he wants that the Pore should not roam around. The Pore should be tied to the Avos, so he makes two knots, one to the Pore, and one to the Avos. That even though, let us appreciate the Chiddush of Rav, even though the Maise, let's say it's Osi Fashteitzach, that the Pore won't be attached to the Avos the whole Shabbos, he has an intent to untie it, but maybe he'll untie maybe only one of the sides. The either tie the side that's attached to the pole or the side that's attached to the Avis. No, I don't have to be afraid of that. Maybe Adam Chevel mitoich beisoy v'koishrei beporo beavis. That is the chiddush of Rav, and I can assume that he'll take it back. And maybe the chiddush is Chevel mitoich beisoy. That means this is a Chevel. That is, what's it, he says, Hevel mitoich beisoy. It seems that this Hevel was used for house purposes. The Tana is tells us extra words. Doesn't say maybe Adam Chevel bekoishrei bepora beivis. Maybe Adam Chevel mitoich beisai. That means this Chevel achveis, they do things in the house with it. So Mamela, if this is going to be on the Porah's neck, it'll start smelling like a Porah. So Mamela, if it'll be by the Avis, also start smelling like a Porah. Maybe this is the Lomdis of Rav, that Mistami, if he took it, Mitoich Beisai, but the Rebbetzin is telling him, you better not leave it there, because I need this in the house. So Mamela, that's the Chiddush of Rav. Maybe Odom Chevel Mitoich Beisai, Vekoishre Beporah Beavis, and there's nothing what to worry about. This is Zicha Osi Lahata. It won't remain there. Eis vei rabache ariche, the tall rabache, the hu rabache bar pope le rabbi abe. Why we had a bimazber, he was tall, and then we say who he is, veisach nisht. But yes, takashe, we learn chevel shebe eivois, a chevel that is already attached in the eivois, koishrei bepore. So he can tie it to the pore. So there we can assume that when the pole finishes eating, he'll untie it from the pore. If the chevel was already attached to the pore, koishre beivis. Ubil vachelo yovi chevel mitoich beise veyikshe bepore beivis. But if lemaise, he is making both ksharim. So there's a mokim to be chayish that one of these ksharim will zicha remain. You don't say this lomdis that we mentioned before. And for the Gemara, hosam chevel daum. That beraisa that says that you're not. What does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers hosam chevel daum. The Bereise that Asel is speaking about a Chevel Daum, and a Chevel Daum, a filo mitoich beisoi, is taka osa. Hocho Chevel de Gardi. Here we're speaking about that Rav Chiya Barashi was matter, was speaking about a Chevel de Gardi. Let us see Rashi. Bekoishrei bepora, roishrei echot, vasheini beivus, loichashin en shemok sheyater apore, lo yater al hakesher sheberoishe viyivoto lachevel beivus sheyimuchan lekach, o yater shebeivus viyivato loishe shebepora, vnimso haechot shel kayom. No, I can assume a long time both. Zog toisvis, hosom chevel da alme, hoche chevel de gardi, o kemash malon rav, the loy gazrinon chevel de gardi, oto chevel de alme. So Ktoisvis, what is the chiddush of Rav? The Rav is telling us that they were not goyzer chevel de gardi, oto chevel de alme, uche Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, Rav is telling us he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Paskin, one of the Meforshim asks, if that is pshat and Rav, so when the Gemara asked the Kasha, we learned a different Baraisa, that the Baraisa says that it is also, so why do you have to say that's a Chevel Dalma? Let him say that's also speaking about a Chevel de Gardi, but that's going according to the Chachomim, and I passed according to Rabbi Yehuda. Al Koponim, I think the Baraisa asks the Kasha, or the Sfasem, I think not. But Al Koponim, that is Taisvah's first Teretz. Inami, Taisvah says a second Teretz. No. Rav is holds a libe de kulam. Afilu rabbonon moide. Afilu the rabbonon are also moide that chevel de garde is mutter. Why are they moide? By dli we see that they're not moide. By dli they say they were goyzer chevel de garde or the chevel de alme because chevel be chevel michlet. So Taisva says that filu bechevel da alme loishchiach shei kesher shal kayomo kshekoishre beporo beavis. Even a chevel da alme, not a chevel da gardi, is also loishchiach. Ulahochi loigozu bechevel da gardi. So therefore, filu the chachomim were not goyzer by chevel da gardi. Exactly what Taisva means. So I have two eifanim how to understand Taisvis. Either Taisvis means to say that afilu chevel da'alme lo ishchiach shi'i kesher shel kayomo kshekoyshchei bepore beivis. Let us say our previous svarim we mentioned, pshat and rav, is an emesis svarim. That means if you take a chevel mitoich habayis, it's not oimid that it's going to remain there. It's not oimid, it's a 5% chance. But they were geyser, it might happen. That means even though it's a very small chance, but there's a 5% chance that it might happen. So they asked her to take a chevel, it might make a kesher shel kayom. But if a zoi vait, a chevel de gardi, which there's no percent chance, and to be geyser, a chevel de gardi, or to this, that they want geyser. It's a little unclear, mein mamonavshech. If it's not shchiach, so why were they geyser? No, so there's a possibility. So, vait is almazogen michlef, mein. If they hold it, there's a mokim to be chayish, the milsa de la shchicha le gozo rabono, so akolchach they held, there is a possibility that he might make a kesher shel kayoma. So mamela, so it's difficult to understand what taisvus means. Could be taisvus means to say as follows. Taisvus means that filu bechevel da'alme le shchich shi kesher shel kayoma. A kesher shel kayoma zicha le shchich. That's going to remain there forever, that's zicha not shchich. So Memela, why were they geyser by Chevel the Alme? Not because of a kesher shel kayoma. They were geyser for a kesher sheini shel kayoma. They're afraid it might be there for a week. For forever, tzicha won't be there. There's no shaila about it. The shaila is it might be there for a week. So the whole iser is only alza kesher sheini shel kayoma. The whole iser is an iser derabonim. They asked her they should go and tie it because he might leave it there for a week. So the Mela, since the whole Isser is an Isser, the Rabbonon, so now there's a lomdis that then they weren't geyser, Hevel the Gardi or the Hevel the Alme, because this is a Gzeire the Gzeire. I think perhaps the second pshat is more clear than the first pshat. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Kli ki yui muta letaltalon b'shabbos. Kli ki yui is muta to be metaltal b'shabbos. Let us see what Rashi says. Kli ki yui, kli oirgin. These are the kelim that the weavers use. Va'aydi da'ayri bechevel de'gardi noket lo'ochi. We started speaking about chevel de'gardi, so now we went back into something which is also negeya the weavers. Mutter l'taltalon l'shnei hakanim l'tashmish acher. Zogt Rashi, mutter l'taltalon l'shnei hakanim. One is permitted to be metaltal these two kanim l'tashmish acher, for a different tashmish, for another tashmish. So what is the chiddush? But Ashmeinon is telling us the Ein Gardi Makpid Aleihem. The Gardi is not Makpid on these two Kanim. V'loi Havi Melachton Le'Issa. And it is not Melachton Le'Issa. Now, let me tell you what Rashi is saying over here. Rabbi Kiveger, the Svas Emes, Eska Kashan Rashi. And the Ritvetake is also Chaylik and Mon Mahalach and Rashi. Let us first understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, and the Ritva says, the Loshon HaGemara is Mashma like Rashi. Mutal Letaltlo, you're allowed to be Metaltal these two Kanim in Shabbos. Now, these two Kanim, L'Cheirin is a problem. It's a cliche Malachti Le'isa. These two Kanim are used in the weaving process. State mutter letaltalo. You're allowed to be metaltal. So Rashi took the words kipshutai. Letash mishacher. For any reason. Va'ashmi'inon. So what is the chiddush? The ein gardi makpid aleihem. The gardi is not makpid. So what does that mean, the gardi is not makpid? He uses it for other things also. If he needs these two kanim to hit one of his children, he'll take it, he'll do it also. I mean, it's not makbid, it's miyuchid dafke for the Arige, he'll use it for another thing also. Sagt Rashi, will I have him melachton leisa? And it's not a cliche melachte leisa. So Rabbi Kemege fragt, he doesn't understand. It's not a cliche melachte leisa. I mean, this is used, he uses this for the Arige. No, there would be a shaila, maybe it's mukze machmas chesorim kis. For example, there's a klisha malachte leisa, there's mukze machmas chesorim kis. Let us give a definition. A klisha malachte leisa is a hammer. That means a hammer, it's miyuchit for malachas isa. But a person that is not miyachid, he'll only use it to bang in nails. He'll use it for other tashmishim also. He wants to open up a coconut. He'll do it it's miyuchid for Issa. But he's not careful with it that he won't use it for anything else. So it's a klisha malachdel Issa. So the loch is, letzeirich gubi, letzeirich mekai mei izmuta. That's a klisha malachdel Issa. We have, let's say, a sakin that a shaykhit uses. It's also a klisha malachdel Issa. Now, this sakin you could use to peel an apple also. You could use it to cut open an apple. But the shaykhit would never do this. Fakel to be pegim the sakin. So memele, this is not only a klisha malachdel Issa. This is mukta machmas chesorin kis. That means that before Shabbos, this shaykhit, he's maktsam midaitoi that he'll ever use the sakin. He's not going to shecht Shabbos. So Lamaisi has no intentions at all of using the sakin. So this sakin is the greatest mukta. It's mukta machmas chesorin kis. So, let's say, Guvitzach Mekayim is also, or he's not allowed to be metaltal at all. So Mamela Zotra Bikivega, and this is one of the pshatim in the Ritve. That Taker, this is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kli ki yui, muta letalton, that means, if he'd be very careful, and these kanim, which are used for the shnei kanim, which are used for the weaving process, if in the middle of the week, if he wants to go and hit his child, he'd never take it. I mean, he can't afford to take these condoms for another purpose, that might break, he needs it for the Arige, then it would be Mukta Machmas Chesorin Kis. So then Lamais would be also Letaltal Matalulatzerich Gufayim Mekaymai, because it's Mukta Machmas Chesorin Kis. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's not true. If in the middle of the week he needs it for another thing, he'll use it for another thing also. So it's a reine klisha melach, so it's a hammer. So it's like a klisha melach delisa. So mutal letaltal, otzerich gufa, otzerich mekoime. That's how the Ritva learns lefi emes, and that's how Rabbi Kevegan, the Sfasemes, says, that's how one should learn. Rashi all of a sudden made a jump. Rashi said, dein gardi makpid alei, he's not makpid. So Statvalay have a melachta lisa, hammer also one is in makpid. He'll use it for other things also. But it's miyuchid for melachas isa. This is also melachas isa. So we have to understand Rashi. But let us go a little further and then we'll come back to understand Rashi. Bo minei mi Rav Yehuda. Now they ask Rav Yehuda shayle, koivet ha-elyein ve-koivet ha-tachtoin. The Koivet HaElyon is where the Chutei HaShesi are wrapped around. The Koivet HaTachton is where the material is wrapped around. What about these pieces of wood? Mahu? Are they Muktzeh? So he told them, Eim, Sanasvoreb, Seya Muktzeh, Velav, it's not Muktzeh, Verav Yebiyodeh. He didn't know Klo. Itmer Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Kli Kiyui, Mutal Letalflum B'Shabbos. The keli of an oirig is mutal talt m'shabes afilu koivet ha'olyim v'koivet ha'tachten avoloi eso amudim. But the amudim, which these are the two amudim which Noshim used, and their ariga v'amudim are also. Now let us see Rashi. Koivet ha'olyim v'tachten ma mi amrinen aidi di yekiri, since these are heavy. So there, you can't use them for anything else. You only can use them for the Kli Arige. And Rashi goes l'shitosai. So it's a Kli Shemalach Delisa. Vaita Rashi goes l'shitosai. The whole Meduber is it a Kli Shemalach Delisa? If it is, if it is a klisha malachta isa or not. So again, we have the shvera rash. It's a klisha malachta isa. The Marei Meisode wants to say pshat and rashi as follows. There's a problem that Abkevege Tzeichen Tzu a Tosfos weiter daf kufchav beis amet beis. Tosfos has a tremendous problem. Rav Yehuda says over there that one is not permitted to open up nuts with a hammer. That's what Rav Yehuda says. So here we have that Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kli ki yua Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu, Kli ki yua Mutal Taltlam." And if we can all Taltlam is a kapon l'tzeich gufei l'tzeich mekaymai. So l'chayre, what is the difference between a hammer which is not permitted to open up nuts and Kli ki yua which is permitted to do something with it? So Taisus asks the kasha, but then Taisus makes a chilek, said it's a din and nuts. Nuts are not good. Other things are good. Even though that means nuts you're not allowed to open up. You're allowed to do other tashmishim with the hammer. That's what Taisus wants to say. So the Brei Mesoda wants to say that Rashi did not like this teretz. And Rashi held that Rabbi Yehuda holds a klisha malachta le'isar is also a talpal period. It's a filotzer guvim kaim is also a Rabbi Yehuda says over there you're not allowed to open up nuts with a hammer. So the mele yos a klishal machtis is echt muktze. So Rashi had a problem. So if he holds it's echt muktze, a klishal malachtele is there is echt muktze, and it's also a filotzer guvim tzer mekaim. So what is Rabbi Yehuda saying over here? Kliki you a mutal etaltalo. So a kochach Rashi had to say before we go into the lomdus of Rashi. So Rashi had to say, so Kochav have you though that this is not a klisha malach delisa? That's the only way Rashi can get out of the blotter. If Rabbi Yehuda weiter and Dav Kufchav Beis Amid Beis holds that a hammer is also letzerich gufi yitzerich mekoymi, that's how Rashi understood it. So he bezois, well, how is it permissible to kliki you a mutal etalplo? So Kochav is not a klisha malach delisa. So that is the cheshbin. Now we have to understand the lumdus. What is the lumdus? Why isn't the klisha malach delisa? So the Marei Meisode wants to say as follows. That a hammer is considered malach delisa because you need a hammer to bang your nails. That means a hammer, I need a hammer for this malachas isa. So it's miyuchid for malachas isa. These kanim, these amudim, that means there was nothing, it was a piece of wood. It was a piece of wood. And the emerson, any wood would be sufficient. You don't need a pisazoi. You don't need, that means, Rashi said, for example, Rashi says, the ein gardi makpid aleihem. Which means the gardi makpid aleihem. So what does that mean? So that means, that the Gardi, if he needs a wood for something else, he'd take out this wood, and he'd go, and then he'll use it for something else, and how is he going to weave? Well, bring another piece of wood. That means, this is a plain piece of wood, which any wood is sufficient for this. That means you don't need a special type of wood. It has to have a certain length, and there's thousands of pieces of wood that have this length that could be used for the purpose, but what this wood is being used for. So memele, this is not miyuchit for a riga. That means you need a piece of wood for a riga. So I put this piece of wood. The next minute my wife needs this wood for something else. I'll take out this wood and get a different piece of wood. A hammer is miyuchit for banging nails. You need a certain type of a keli. So this is miyuchit l'mlechas isa. So memele, so that's called a klisha malach delisa. That gufa, that's gufa the prophet. If whenever he needs it for something else, he'll take out this piece of wood and get a different piece of wood. So this wood is not called bechlal miyuchid l'melechas isa. So memeus, that's not called a klisha melach delisa. That's what the Marei Meisode says. That's al Rashi for emphasis in Rabbi Yehuda. In the second case, by the koivet ha'elyon and the koivet ha'tachta. So betim, it's the same thing. There's no special piece of wood. But Lemaisa, since it's heavy, so if you put it there in the clearing, it's going to remain there. That was the shail in the Gemara. So that Gufim makes it miyuchid l'arige. Not that you need this piece of wood for arige, but Lemaisa, it's a heavy piece of wood, and who's going to go and schlep another piece of wood? So that makes that this is miyuchid l'arige. Or the Rav Shernit, maybe it's not miyuchid, since you don't need, there's no special tzure, there's no special characteristic that you need for the Koyved Elyon and Koyved HaTachton, so maybe it's not a Klisha Malach Telisa. That is Shitas Rashi. Amir the Kipshat in the Meray Mesodim. V'chav ye biyodei, refuah ha'iso ha'tshuva b'piv, im leser, im lahater, ha'amudim, these oisam ha'manukovais, she'irgin bohem ha'noshim, these amudim, there's a nekev in them, because in the bottom of the nekev we put in a colon between these two, and that helps in the support of this clear rige. So that was the shail on the Gemara. Yeah, avoloy yasa amudim. So he said the amudim are osa l'taltal.